Hi, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany here.
And I'm Mike here.
Yeah, so we're going to be taking a look at our TOEIC article today.
Oh, good.
So, it's everything about, in the work environment, when you're in business. All right, so sometimes at work, you get promoted and you might
Yes.
take on new positions at work.
Very exciting. That's right. If you get promoted, that means your boss or manager thinks you're doing well, and they move you up into a more important job where you might have to sort of boss around some people. You have more responsibilities, more things that you need to do. But you also might make more money, right? And get a nice big office or something like that. So that's kind of cool. So we're going to check out some new positions, people moving around in their company, and also the chance of maybe, moving to a new city. It can even happen with a promotion, right? So let's check out our TOEIC article right now.
Kevin's big opportunity. Hey, Kevin. I got the email this morning from the boss. According to what he wrote, you're moving to our branch in Japan. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. Someone there left, and I'll be taking over his job.
Wow. When did the boss make this decision?
He told me about the opportunity a few days ago.
Did he say why he chose you to work at that branch?
The boss said my sales are some of the best in the company, and there needed to be some breakthroughs in our marketing efforts. He thinks I could help to lead people there to achieve that goal.
You could do that here, though.
True, but I work with the Japan branch often and get along with the people there. When the position opened up, the boss asked about my willingness, and I accepted the offer.
You're one of the best people in the company. The boss seems to like you.
I still can't believe he chose me to move to the Japan branch, though.
When will you move there?
I'm going in 2 weeks. Until then, I'm just packing my belongings and selling my furniture to get ready.
I hope you like the job there. It sounds good for you in your new branch. Congratulations!
Thanks. I'm really looking forward to it.
Branch. Branch. Our jewelry company is planning to open a new branch in Europe. Our jewelry company is planning to open a new branch in Europe. Take over. Take over. Philip wasn't a very good leader, so Roger had to take over. Philip wasn't a very good leader, so Roger had to take over. Sales. Sales. Brianna had the best sales out of the whole department. Brianna had the best sales out of the whole department. Lead. Lead. Lead, led, led. People voted for President Barack Obama to lead the country. People voted for President Barack Obama to lead the country. Position. Position. Jasmine's new position is the manager of the bank. Jasmine's new position is the manager of the bank. Belongings. Belongings. You should watch out for your own belongings at the airport. You should watch out for your own belongings at the airport.
All right, so Tiffany is talking in our article and she sees one of her coworkers, Kevin. She says, "Hey, Kevin, I got the email this morning from the boss." Okay, she got the email this morning. Now, notice she says the email. So that tells you that this email is important.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin knows what this email is about. They probably talked about it yesterday or before. If it was just some message, she would say, I got an email this morning from the boss.
Mm-hmm.
But here she says the email. So this is that one, that important one that we were talking about before. According to what he wrote, Tiffany continues, you are moving to our branch in Japan.
Oh,
is
wow.
that true? Okay, so according to what he wrote, by reading the message, the email, Tiffany has learned that Kevin is moving to the company branch in Japan. Now, it doesn't mean they work on a tree. It's not like a tree branch. But in some ways it is. If you think of a company as a tree and the branches as being the offices of the company in different places, that's what she's referring to. So a big international company like mm-hmm. Google or Apple or, you know, Adidas or something like that, they would have a head office, right, where
right.
the big bosses work in one city. But then they would have branch offices all around the world, okay? So in London, Paris, Australia, Brazil, that kind of thing. So the branch office in Japan would be this company's office in Japan, and that's quite exciting. People
yeah.
sometimes do get moved around, right, for a few years. If they're moving up in the company, they send you to the Japan branch or something like that. For example, for this word branch, we could say our jewelry company is planning to open a new branch in Europe.
Mm.
Okay, so the company's from America, let's say, but next year they'll open an office or a branch in Europe.
Wow, and very lucky of Kevin as well. You know, he gets to relocate because
mm-hmm.
not many people get the chance to do that. Sometimes
True.
They just move up. They have a different position at work.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily for Kevin, he gets to, you know, he has a chance to move overseas.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because also because the company will pay for him to move.
Exactly.
They'll help him find a house. So it's kind of a nice way to live in another country, but not have to spend all the money to move there because your company's paying.
Yeah.
But you have to work hard, too.
Of course, yeah. of course. All right, so next in the article, Kevin says, yes, it's true.
Mmm, sugoine.
Yeah. Someone left there. Means good job.
Yeah.
Like, great.
He's moving to Japan, so
we should respond in Japanese.
We should help
right?
Kevin learn Japanese.
Yeah. So he says, someone there left, and I'll be taking over his job.
Oh, okay.
All right, so here we see our word pair, word take over.
Mm.
It's a phrase that means to take on responsibility or to kind of take control over something.
Mm-hmm.
So usually you can take over someone else's job. And that's not really a bad thing. You know, it could be because your boss thinks you're more suitable for that job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, I think, a really positive thing as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so in this sentence, we have our sample sentence. It says, Philip wasn't a very good leader, so Roger had to take over.
Oh, okay.
Philip wasn't a very good leader, so Roger had to take over.
Yeah.
Okay, which happens sometimes because, you know, that's just, you know, if you're not efficient,
mm-hmm.
then the boss has to make a decision to kind of make sure that you take over and make sure that someone else is put into power to kind of get things going.
Absolutely. Another verb we often see used in this case is replace,
mm.
R-E-P-L-A-C-E. So we could say that our friend here is moving to Japan to replace another worker who's, you know, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to Tiffany. She says, wow, when did the boss make this decision? Okay, this is a big deal, right? He's
going
to have to move. If Kevin has family and kids, he'll have to find them a new home and school and all that stuff. So it's a big decision. Tiffany wants to know when did the boss make the decision? When did the boss decide to send Kevin to Japan?
Mm, and then Kevin says, he told me about the opportunity a few days ago.
Just a few days ago.
Yeah,
so he didn't have a lot of time to think about this.
Mm.
Wow.
So it's a really, I think, a quick decision that he had to make.
Yeah.
And sometimes for some people, they can't do that. You know, like you said, maybe they have children, they have a family to take care of. So maybe Kevin's a single guy. It's easier for him to make decisions.
Right, exactly. Okay. So Tiffany says, did he say why he chose you to work at that branch? Okay,
mm-hmm.
so we know that the boss decided just a few days ago. Now Tiffany wants to know why the boss decided. Why did she think that Kevin was the right person to go to Japan to take over the job?
All right, so Kevin says, The boss said my sales are some of the best in the company.
So he's a good worker.
Yeah, sugoi ne.
That's right.
And there needed to be some breakthrough in our marketing efforts. So you see here that Kevin's been doing a really good job at the company, and the boss recognized his efforts. So the boss believes that, okay, you know, maybe in Japan, they need some breakthrough in the marketing efforts. All right, so here, breakthrough means an important discovery or find. All right, for example, an inventor like Edison had a breakthrough and created the light bulb.
That's right. Yes, right. That was a big breakthrough because now we could see without candles and fire.
Right.
Which is safer.
So much safer.
I guess so, yeah.
In some ways.
We were also talking about the word sales there, weren't we? What does that word mean, sales?
Right.
I hear that a lot when talking about business.
Yeah, exactly. And sales is just the number of items you sell.
Oh, okay.
So like, for example, if you work at a clothing store, and you want to sell as many, I'd say, clothes as you can.
Yes.
Okay, so those are called your sales.
Right.
Yeah, your sales figures, and sometimes we can say that.
That's right, because that's, of course, a big part of a company is just selling things, right? Now here, we should take a moment here, because a lot of people in Taiwan will make the mistake. If you ask a business person, what do you do? They might say, I am a sales, okay? You cannot be a sales. You can be a salesperson, a salesman, or a saleswoman, or you can be in sales, okay? Because sales is usually one part of a company. It's the part of the company whose job is to go out and sell things. So I'm in sales, or I am a salesperson, but you are not a sales, okay?
Right.
So make sure you don't make that mistake, because I've heard quite a few people making a mistake using that word. Let's get back to our article now. Kevin continues. He says, he thinks, of course, talking about the boss thinks I could help to lead people there to achieve that goal. So Kevin seems to be a bit of a leader. He likes to get people excited and to work harder and to achieve a goal. Of course, when you're trying to get people to do things, you are leading them, okay? To lead people is to kind of be the boss of them, to be the captain, to be the one that says, all right, everyone, follow me. And you get them to go out and feel good about their job and to work hard. So to lead people is not an easy thing to do, but something that many successful people, business people, must do to get their team, their company, their workers to do a good job. You've got to lead people. For example, you could say people voted for President Barack Obama to lead the country. People voted for President Barack Obama to lead the country. Of course, that's what presidents do.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so next in the article, Tiffany then says, or I say, you could do that here, though, okay? Why not try that here? But maybe, I guess, Kevin has a better opportunity in Japan.
But Kevin continues, Kevin continues, true, but I work with the Japan branch often and get along with the people there. So he has a good relationship with the people in Japan. In fact, he probably knows many of them, right?
So it's probably easier for him to kind of go there anyway instead of having a new person fulfill that position.
Exactly.
All right, so Kevin then continues, when the position opened up, the boss asked about my willingness, and I accepted the offer.
Okay.
So when this, offer came up, he was like, you know, sure, why not? I think it's a good idea. And here, willingness, we see just means the state of being prepared to do something. So you're ready to do something, basically.
That's right. And we saw that word position. A position is a job. Okay, so if someone asks you, what's your position in the company? They want to know your job. Are you the boss, the general manager, the secretary? Your position just gives them the name of your job. For example, Jasmine's new position is the manager of the bank. Jasmine's new position, or her new job, is the manager of the bank.
Right. And sometimes when good opportunities are in front of you, it's smart to take that offer. You never know if you'll be able to get the same thing again.
That's true. Yeah. Take those chances when they come along. Tiffany tells Kevin, you are one of the best people in the company. The boss seems to like you. So that explains why the boss might have confidence that Kevin can do the job.
That's right. Kevin then says, I still can't believe he chose me to move to the Japan branch, though.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And then I reply, when will you move there? So it's a really important question, I think.
Okay, and Kevin says, I'm going in 2 weeks. Wow, that's
fast.
Very, very soon. He only has 2 weeks to get ready to move his whole life over to Japan. Until then, he says, I'm just packing my belongings and selling my furniture to get ready.
Wow.
Good Lord. So his belongings are the things that he owns, his stuff. This is another way of saying stuff. So your belongings in this case, you know, clothes and books and all the important things that he wants to have, his belongings, his things or his stuff. For example, at an airport, you might see the sign, you should watch out for your own belongings at the airport. Mm. You should watch out for your own belongings when you leave the movie theater.
Right?
That's another time they tell you that, right? Your stuff, your bag, your phone, your stuff, your belongings.
Exactly. Then I say, I hope you like the job there. It sounds good for you and your new branch.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
All right. Kevin says, thanks. I'm really looking forward to it. So he's excited about it. It's going to be a good thing for his job, his life, his career. And I think very interesting. I just hope he likes sushi and fish.
Yeah, well, I do. I wouldn't mind moving to Japan.
I think it'd be great.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, it's a good
hint, point. Hint.
All right.
Yeah.
So send Kevin to Japan, and then he'll call, and Tiffany and I will move over there. But for now, it's just Kevin, so we'll wish him a sayonara.
Yeah,
I guess, because he's
moving to Japan. Gambatte means, like, you know, in Chinese, jayo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. So good luck, Kevin, and good luck to all of you. And we'll see you very soon after the short break. Well, let's see. Our company, I don't think our company has a branch in Japan.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
no. If you were working for a company, what country would you be most excited if your boss said, you're moving to this country? What would be your first choice as a country to move to and to live and work in?
I don't know. Honestly, I feel like any country is good for me because I really like Japan. I do want to go back to the States eventually.
Okay. Well, you know. Tiffany, I have good news. We're moving you to North Korea.
Oh, my
goodness. Isn't that exciting? No. See, any country, North Korea might be kind of boring and a little weird.
I think it's a little bit scary.
Yeah,
I don't think
be.
I'm allowed to work there.
But it could be interesting, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think a country in Europe would be kind of fun.
Oh, right. Like Paris
Ooh,
or Milan.
That would be great. But it's so expensive there.
Yeah.
But my boss is paying for it all.
Go for it. Woohoo!
All right. Well, there's something to think about. So we wish Kevin good luck. We wish you good luck. If you're moving somewhere on business or for school, especially good luck.
Mm-hmm.
But we hope, whatever the case, you'll be joining us very, very soon again in the future. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's almost midnight, so we better call it a night.
It's almost midnight. So we'd better call it a night.
Hello, 大家好 ,I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。这几天我们学到了很多跟参加 party 有关的例句。今天我们要再教各位同学一句在离开 party 时可以跟主人道别的句子。It's almost midnight, so we'd better call it a night. 已经要午夜了，我们该离开了。Midnight 就是午夜的意思，也就是半夜十二点。前面加上了 it's almost 就表示快要午夜了，那么快要中午的话就是 it's almost noon。 句子后方的 call you a night 表示今晚就到此结束吧的意思，是英文中常用的说法。例如今天你跟朋友出去玩，玩得差不多了，你就可以说 let's call you a night， 今晚就到此结束吧。或者你也可以说Let's call it a date. 今天就到此结束吧。两者的用法相同，但要注意的是 ，call it a date 可以在一天中的任何时间点使用，但 call it a night 只能在晚上使用哦。好啦，希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来。现在就再来复习一次今天的例句。It's almost midnight, so we better call it a night.小聚会，我们下次见咯。
It's almost midnight, so we better call it a night.
It's almost midnight, so we'd better call it a night.
Kevin's big opportunity. Hey, Kevin. I got the email this morning from the boss. According to what he wrote, You're moving to our branch in Japan. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. Someone there left, and I'll be taking over his job.
Wow! When did the boss make this decision?
He told me about the opportunity a few days ago.
Did he say why he chose you to work at that branch?
The boss said my sales are some of the best in the company, and there needed to be some breakthroughs in our marketing efforts. He thinks I could help to lead people there to achieve that goal.
You could do that here, though.
True, but I work with the Japan branch often and get along with the people there. When the position opened up, the boss asked about my willingness, and I accepted the offer.
You're one of the best people in the company. The boss seems to like you.
I still can't believe he chose me to move to the Japan branch, though.
When will you move there?
I'm going in 2 weeks. Until then, I'm just packing my belongings and selling my furniture to get ready.
I hope you like the job there. It sounds good for you in your new branch. Congratulations!
Thanks. I'm really looking forward to it.
Branch. Branch. Our jewelry company is planning to open a new branch in Europe. Our jewelry company is planning to open a new branch in Europe. Take over. Take over. Philip wasn't a very good leader, so Roger had to take over. Philip wasn't a very good leader, so Roger had to take over. Sales. Sales. Brianna had the best sales out of the whole department. Brianna had the best sales out of the whole department. Lead. Lead. Lead, led, led. People voted for President Barack Obama to lead the country. People voted for President Barack Obama to lead the country. Position. Position. Jasmine's new position is the manager of the bank. Jasmine's new position is the manager of the bank. Belongings. Belongings. You should watch out for your own belongings at the airport. You should watch out for your own belongings at the airport.